The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Chef Tim Rosendahl. We call him Chef Rosie. And today we're going to talk about a familiar refrain from childhood, actually. Beans, right?
And what is that familiar refrain, Doug?
It's sometimes called the musical fruit, correct? And it's not a fruit.
Could you sing it for us, Doug?
Yeah. I think everybody can, Rosie.
All right, so lay it on us here. Beans are not actually a fruit. What are they?
No, they're a legume. And when we talk about beans and we talk about baked beans in particular, there are literally hundreds of varieties. And for making baked beans, what we're going to talk about today, I would have to say that any of them are fine. Any and all of them, whether we're talking about kidney beans, butter beans, lima beans, garbanzos, gigantes or gigante, or pinto or northern anasazi. And here I named 10, but believe me, there are hundreds more in different parts of the world. And they all work just fine for baked beans.
And they're a staple in lots of the parts of the world. I mean, the full English breakfast wouldn't be the full English breakfast without baked beans.
Yeah, they say that, you know, first of all, they can be sweet or savory. And second of all, they come from the United Kingdom and Ireland. And they were considered a breakfast item. And that was pretty new to me because I don't ever remember seeing them as a breakfast item in this country. And I've been to Ireland and I've been to United Kingdom and I haven't seen them there, but I guess
I have.
Everything is true on Google, right?
Yeah, right. The internet
but the
never
beans lies. Are native to South America and they were introduced to Europe in the early 1500s. And we've all had them and we've all made them and there's all the recipes are right. And the only thing to me that is the commonality of baked beans is beans. Some kind of pork almost all the time, and that pork can be bacon, it can be salt pork, it can be cured pork, it can be smoked pork, it can be any part of the oink that you know of, usually cured, smoked, or salted, that's in there. And besides that, the sky's the limit. I mean, even in Kansas City, their secret ingredient is cherry pie filling. Now, that one caught me a little off guard.
Me too.
But the other commonality ingredient would be something sweet. And that something sweet can be the maple syrup, the brown sugar, the cane syrup, molasses, blackstrap molasses. You know, all of those work just fine. And I've had it with all of them. They all work. And the other thing that's real important if we get something out of the show today is all of those canned beans in the store, and I think there must be almost a half an aisle of them now. There's getting to be more and more. Thank you, the Bush family, because they've got every flavor under the sun. But when you make them yourself, some of those in a can have really good flavor, and I like the Cajun, and I like the garlic, and I like the lemon pepper. But none of them will have the texture in your mouth. The bean will never have the al dente. And I'm not talking – we don't want raw beans. We don't want beans that have a hard bite to the middle. We're not talking about to the bite al dente like we talk about with vegetables. We're talking about cooked. And the texture of the ones you make at home that have been soaked, and I'll say the word 24 hours, and there's some smaller beans that don't take a full 24 hours, but let's just say everybody's – you have to soak your beans. If you don't soak your beans, cooking for longer doesn't make them better. Cooking for longer just means for more liquid boiled away that you have to replace with more liquid, and the beans will never get soft. It won't happen.
Whatever kind of bean you decide to use for making baked beans, is it supposed to be just one? Do you want to focus on just kidney beans? Can you do a mixed bean baked bean?
Absolutely. There's 3 beans, 5 beans. Some people do 10 beans. And whether it's a salad or it's baked beans, whether it's hot or cold, whether it's sweet or savory, absolutely. If I looked in the cabinet and found half a cup of kidney beans and a half a cup of black-eyed peas and a half a cup of kidneys, and I'd throw them all in the water and soak them overnight. Tomorrow I'd have a 3-bean baked bean. And if I only had molasses, in this part of the country, we're lucky enough to have an amazing maple syrup, you know, a fresh maple syrup. There is somebody besides Aunt Jemima and Log Cabin out there, you know, because those aren't real maple syrups. Those are just maple-flavored sugar syrup. But the real stuff makes the real beans.
And you can buy it in bulk, obviously. And it stores pretty well, doesn't it?
Beans.
Yeah.
Well, in this part of the country, you know, I don't think we're talking about days or weeks. I think we're talking about months and years. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say if you happen to store them in a place where you have bugs, that's the end of them. So they have to be stored in an airtight container of some sort. But I would have no problem going back to the fishing cabin that we hadn't been for 2 years and finding a bag of beans that was unopened in a cabinet and putting on a pot of water and making some beans.
What is the basic process? Okay, if you're making them at home, you've soaked your beans, and then what is the next step?
It used to be the first step before you soaked the beans, you always had to wash the beans because the beans went to the beans came to the top and the rocks were on the bottom because they weren't very good at picking out the pebbles and the stones and the rocks. We always had to – we'd fill a sink with water, dump the beans in. The beans would float. We'd take a colander and start taking off the beans and taking them off. And some are floating and some are – and you'd end up on the bottom with some sandy, rocky grit. We don't worry about that anymore. So back to your process. Take the beans. I do rinse them once. Maybe that's something just because I come from the old school where we had to wash them, but put them in water, and it's usually 3 or 4 times the water. But the most important thing is you don't want to get up in the morning and find out you didn't put enough water, because then the process of rehydrating and breaking the skin is not going to happen. So more water is better than not enough, because you're still going to pour off that soaking water and then add your water. Turn it on medium, whether it's in a crock pot or on the stove. And after that, the process is simple. Onions, your favorite pork, your favorite sweetener, your favorite tomato product, whether it's ketchup or it's tomato paste or it's San Marzano tomatoes from Italy. If you want tomatoes in your beans, again, that would be an option. But it's the salt and pepper and onions and sweetness and pork first and foremost.
Now, do they cook with the beans, or are you pre-cook them and then add them?
Cook with the beans. The fat, the smoke, the cure is an important flavor in the beans.
How long can you cook the beans, though, before they might become mush?
Well, you know, we're talking beans here from the Gigante from Italy, which are the size of half of your thumb, all the way down to a little green pea or a split pea or something like that that would only take less than an hour. To others, it can take up to 4 hours. So rather than say a time, I'd rather say get a tasting spoon. And as soon as beans tell you when they're done. You can take a bean out and you can cut it in half. And if you cut it in half and you see a little white spot of starch, that means it's not done. I mean, it has every bean has a built-in thermometer for you. And your taste buds will tell you too, or the crunch will tell you.
We can have like a hot spinach salad. Is there such a thing as a cold baked bean?
Well, three bean salad we see all the time, and people make it usually with a three bean salad, different than a Boston baked bean, is a cold salad, but you follow the same procedure with the beans, and now we're using those beans just like we would pretend it's, you know how to make pasta salad, folks. We all can make different versions of pasta salad. Replace the pasta with the beans. So now to that we can add cheese, we can add onions, we can add usually a vinegar, because now we're talking a three-bean salad. We always associate a salad with something acidic, and that could be cider vinegar, champagne vinegar, whichever your fig vinegar, your vinegar of choice. And usually with a three-bean salad, I like some kind of a mustard, and I won't say what my favorite is, but I'll tell you the ones that I would never use. No. And it will just say a hot dog mustard. I won't say any brand names. But the mustard that we're most famous for in
pretty
this country.
Pretty yellow, isn't
that
it?
That yellowish one, yes. Yeah. But if you use a real stone ground mustard or an English mustard, you'll get a much totally more fulfilling flavor.
Well, you're going to be making beans for a lot of people this weekend, over 2,000 maybe. So that's one kind of bean preparation. What's your favorite kind of Rosie's approach to beans?
You know, I guess if I was asked to make my favorite one this weekend for 2,000 people, I would use kidney beans or red beans or lima beans first and foremost, or the kidney beans, we also call them butter beans. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the beans could all have that butter bean name, because what gives them that name is the texture that it leaves in your mouth. It leaves that layer of feels like fat, and that's why we use beans as a replacement for fat. But then the next thing would be most important, salt pork or cured pork, some kind of a smoky pork additive to it, and then a dry mustard, onions, garlic.
If you have a question for Chef Rosie,
send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.